It's time for a Someone Probably Died special episode.
I am realizing that there are these unsolved mysteries.
So we have a few things that we need to follow up on.
Let's go ahead and dig this grave. Keep going.
I mean, I say we go all in. Let's just go there.
Time for deadly hypotheticals.
Uh-oh. There goes one listener. Sorry.
So we have some listener questions.
What are you talking about?
Oh, jeez.
Deadly shorts.
You know a serial killer.
Or if you are a serial killer.
Or if you are one, you let me know.
Ah, good times.
Hello, crazy people. Welcome back to Someone Probably Died. I'm Odell.
I'm Aaron.
And we're here with another deadly hypothetical. So deadly hypothetical number 3. Haven't done one of these in a while.
No, we had too many special things to do in the month of October.
We did. And we already had all of October's episodes recorded before we actually decided to start trying out the deadly hypotheticals, which have been very popular. But before we jump into all that, first, I need to remind you to rate and subscribe, but I also want to do a really quick shout out. So I have a friend, a little Starbucks drive-through friend named Tanisha, who she saw me wearing my podcast gear, asked about the show. So I told her, and so now she's listening. And so hi, Tanisha. Thank you, Tanisha, for being a fan. And I will see you next week, girl, when I come to get my my coffee. That's my Saturday treat, my coffee and my wrap. So,
I love when you get your regular person. Like at any store, like I have my regular people at Music and Arts up here and my regular dude at Starbucks and stuff. But it does feel like your own little Cheers.
Right, right. So anyway, coming back to the deadly hypothetical, this is an add-on. So it's a special episode. This is something else that Aaron and I used to do when we lived together. We would put each other in the stupidest situations and just entertain ourselves. So we decided to recreate this for the show. And it has been very popular. So the situations that we put each other in, we try to keep with the theme of the show. So it's typically some sort of crazy, creepy, murdery or paranormal, something completely off the charts. Now, we didn't always stick to that type of hypothetical when we would do these, but we're trying to keep with the theme of the show. Some people have written in and said, hey, can you just do a podcast that's just strictly hypotheticals? These are so entertaining. And it sounds like a lot of fun. We just need a lot more time in our days to be able to make that happen.
You know what? Spread the word about this podcast and get tons of people listening so that Odell and I can just focus on podcasting.
Right, right. Like if we can make this $1 million success, we'll give you any kind of podcast you want.
I will hypothetical all over you. Right.
That's what she said. That didn't really work.
It always works. And that's what she said.
Here we go.
I love it.
So for those of you who haven't listened to our other hypotheticals, first of all, what's wrong with you? So in the first one, just to recap, what we've done so far is I put Aaron in a canoe lost at sea with a serial killer on a fishing boat stalking the high seas and a shark. Both things that she's completely terrified of.
Yes, yes. And I surrounded Odell with some psycho killer clowns in the middle of the woods.
Yes, because
he does not like clowns.
No, they freak me out. Stems from a childhood when I went to a rando circus
that
popped up in the parking lot of a shopping center. And my mom and my grandma were like, let's go see the circus. And a clown came up and he's like, hey, and I can still see his face. Like, it seems like, you know how you see like that fisheye in the camera where it's all distorted?
Yes.
I still see that clown and I still hear the high-pitched screeching and screaming that came out of my mouth and the way I tried to scramble off of that bench. So,
did you catapult yourself over him? Or
not at the time, but that's when I decided I needed to start learning how to do that.
Oh, okay. So interesting.
If that ever happened again, I'd be prepared.
You are prepared.
All right. So it's we're back to Aaron. It's her time. So I'm putting her in the hot seat again today. And this episode airs the day before Thanksgiving. So it's only fitting that the scenario that I'm putting you in is Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm so excited. You know, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
I do. And something else that you all need to know.
Are you about to ruin it for me?
Well, I am about to play on all of your. So Aaron plans for Thanksgiving for probably about a month.
Oh.
She has her menu written out. She has her
like really it's 2 to 3.
She has her recipes in place. She knows what she's cooking. She knows who's bringing what. She knows what time she needs to start everything.
I have it down to a science. This is my Super Bowl every year.
You do. So, Erin, it's the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, God. I'm already stressing. Okay.
You're prepared, right? You have everything.
Of course, yes.
But everything that could possibly go wrong has. You're supposed to make, you know, you've agreed to pretty much make everything. So, you know, you ask somebody to bring a salad, someone to bring something else. But right. you are in charge of everything.
Yes.
And about 6 p.m. on Wednesday, before Thanksgiving, your oven goes out. Your stove's out. Uh-huh. Your microwave's out. You basically have a crock pot.
The fuck?
There's no way that you're going to be able to get anyone out to repair this before the next day, right? Because, right. I mean, it's 6 o'clock Wednesday.
Right.
No one's like, and you can't really go buy a new oven right now because Home Depot, all right. those places are probably, and have it delivered, get it set up. There's just no way. You're screwed, basically.
Okay.
So you call your dad and he's like, we'll just do it at my house. I don't live too far away because your right. dad's what, maybe like 30 minutes away from you?
Oh, not like maybe 20 max.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's like, we'll just do it over here. My oven works great.
Awesome.
So you spend the night fixing your plans. You're like, okay, we're going to do this. This is what we're going to do. So you get up because you've got to get over there early. You got to get shit started, right?
Oh, Dal, can I interrupt you real quick?
Yes, yes.
I'm really already upset with you for even putting me in any sort of, like, I don't think you know, because you've done so many Thanksgivings with me. Like, this is really, I'm on the verge of tears because what
know.
Else is going to go wrong? I can't deal with
exactly.
that at Thanksgiving.
Like, I was like, what? And how perfect that you get the one for Thanksgiving. I mean, it's just...
Oh, I'm so mad.
Okay, so you go over to your dad's house.
Okay.
You go by yourself. Adam and the girls are going to come a little later because you just can't right. have any distractions. You've got to get back on schedule right now.
God, you know me so well. This is right? exactly what would be happening. Go on. Oh, my God.
So you get over to your dad's. You pop the turkey in the oven. And you're starting to lay out all your stuff. And God damn it, you forgot to buy potatoes.
Okay.
So... You call Adam, and he's, like, pulling into your dad's driveway right then. Mm-hmm. Girls come running in, Adam comes in, and you're like, you have to go get potatoes. Like, I can't.
Right.
I can't do this right now. Go to the store, get a big bag of potatoes.
Right.
So he leaves, you're continuing on, and you're like, oh, shit, I don't have the stuff for the gravy.
What the fuck's wrong with me?
Like, because, you know, you... were just in such a rush. It's COVID. You were okay. trying to get in and out of the grocery store. You forgot. Stuff for gravy, and you also forgot breadcrumbs for the stuffing. You try Adam, and his phone won't go through. It just beeps really quick, and it goes to voicemail.
Oh my God.
I wish y'all could see your face right now.
I'm so stressed out.
Because I also know that's one of the things that pisses you off more than anything is when you try to call
so
Adam and you can't get through to him.
Irrationally angry.
So
I'm
your dad
mad
is like,
at him right now, and we're fine. I have no reason to be... But I'm so annoyed with him. Go on. Damn it, Adam.
So your dad's like, Erin, it's okay.
No, it's
I'll
not.
Go get this. I'll go get the stuff for the gravy. I'll get the stuff for the stuffing. Like, I will go out and do it. Everything's fine.
Okay.
So now it's just you and your girls at your dad's house. You're going along and you're like, there's still something that's missing. And that's then that you realize that you left the pies in your fridge at home. Okay. And you left the cans of cranberry sauce.
Oh, and, hold on a second. I would never do canned cranberry sauce. But continue. I will play along for the sake of this.
Okay. You left the deviled eggs. And you know you have to have Meemaw's deviled eggs as an appetizer.
Holy crap.
Yeah. You had boiled the eggs. You'd put them in the fridge before the oven went out because you're trying to cool them off.
Of course. Yes.
So it must have been the eggs that broke the oven, right?
Oh my God.
But you need to go home. So you're like, you're calling Adam again. It's still doing the same thing. It'll like beep, 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 and then click off. You try calling your dad. Beep, 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 clicks off. You try your mom. Beep, 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 clicks off. And you're like, fuck this. I'm totally off schedule now. And you're like, you tell your girls. I mean, your oldest is 13
no,
now.
No, I do. Yeah, she can technically.
And so you're like, you're in charge. You know, you've got the turkey going. It's still got like 3 or 4 more hours before it's done. You're like, tell your dad, and you left a detailed list. Like, tell your dad, you know, to start the potatoes, get them mashed, tell grandpa to do this. So you figure you'll be back there and back in less than an hour, and everything's going to be fine. So you get in your car. You will get to make some choices here in a little bit.
I'm so stressed out right now. I don't like this story. Go on.
So you're in your car and you're calling Adam. Same thing happens. You call your dad. Same thing happens. You're calling every possible person you can think of. You try me. Same thing happens. Beep, beep, beep. Phone cuts out. So you're going and you're so pissed off that you haven't even realized that the sky looks really weird. Like, it looks like there's a huge circle around you with these big, puffy, dark storm clouds. But there's like a circle. So it's almost like a donut of clouds.
Okay.
But above you, the sky is clear, but it's very weird. It's like this yellowish, reddish, orange, purpley tint. Like, it just looks weird.
In the middle of this donut of clouds. Okay.
Yeah. And the clouds are slowly, it looks like they're closing in on you. And there's lightning, like lightning striking everywhere.
What the fuck?
And you're like, this is really, really super weird, super creepy. Like, the energy feels off. And you're like, I've got to go get the eggs.
You're absolutely right. That's exactly
how I'll worry about the fucking weird weather later.
Yeah.
So you're driving along. You look to the left, slightly ahead of you, and you can see what looks like a man. He's in a black suit, and he's standing kind of, in the field a little bit off the road, staring at you. And what's really weird, you notice that he's wearing this big, fluffy bunny mask. And it's like a mask like you would see an amusement park or like like the Easter bunny might wear. But it's this weird, fluffy, like it's an oversized.
Yeah,
so it looks
really
odd on his normal body with this oversized, fluffy bunny head.
He's in a black suit standing in a field with a bunny head.
Yep, like a business suit, like all prim and proper, but then like this bunny head mask on. And he's holding up two fingers in the peace sign as you drive by.
Oh, okay.
So what do you do?
I'd probably wonder why he didn't have a turkey head on, because it is Thanksgiving. I'd be like, wrong holiday, dude. But just standing there in a... I'm in my car. I would keep going.
Okay.
I would definitely be weirded out and put it in my brain on one of the many tabs open that, I need to call Odell later and tell him what I just saw. But I don't think, I wouldn't stop or anything. I'd keep going.
Sure. Do you wave or anything? Just, I feel like right now you're so annoyed that you'd probably flip him off.
I know. I think I would. I think I would just be like, what the fuck is he doing? I don't care. Where are my eggs? I don't think I would. I definitely would not wave to him. I might sarcastically do a peace sign, but I don't know how I'd get the sarcasm across.
Right?
In a peace sign, but I'd be like, that's what my peace sign would come with. That's the noise that would come with it.
Got it. Okay. So you just keep driving.
I would keep driving. Yeah. There's no stopping.
So you keep driving, and then a bit further up to the right, you notice a woman. She's wearing like a black dress. She has on some white tights and black Mary Jane shoes, is what you assume they are. I mean, you can't see them. And she's staring at you. And you can see that she's wearing the same sort of like an animal mask, but this is a big floppy dog mask, like the tongues hanging out.
No, you know what? No. I'm turning around. I'm going back to my dad's house. Fuck the pies. Fuck the eggs. Something's going on. I need to get my kids.
Okay. But before you can flip the Yui, you notice that she's holding up like the loser sign, like to her forehead.
Bitch. Like. Okay.
So what do you do?
Okay. Let me think. Seriously, if I was I'm like so anxious right now. Okay. She's holding up. I would yell, fuck you.
Okay. What? And you still.
That's what I would do. I put up the L to my forehead. Fuck you, I'm getting my kids. No one's having dessert.
So you stopped in the middle of the, basically, because you're almost to Crown Parkway. Well, you had to turn around and get your kids.
I whip a really fast Yui.
Okay, I hope you don't flip your car. So as soon as you do that,
okay,
you're driving back, and then there's someone standing in the middle of the road. But this is a tall, slender figure. Mm-hmm. You can't tell if it's a man or a woman dressed all in like this flowy black. You can't tell if it's a robe or just really big clothing. And they're wearing this large floppy, that's like, it's another cartoon character. This is an elephant though. So it's like got the big floppy ears and a long trunk. And
it somehow makes me feel better. I like
elephants. But they're holding up like one hand with five fingers and the other hand with three fingers. And they're like holding their hands out in front of you.
So like an eight?
Yeah.
No.
And they're standing in the middle of the road.
I go around them.
Okay.
No, so you whip around I am not them. Stopping. I'm not. No. Thank you for okay. the elephant. No.
So it's then that you realize that you are the only car on the road. And there are no birds in the sky. The clouds are still really puffy and rolling. And then you look up in the sky and you see what looks like a rocket or something coming through the sky that's trailing these clouds. And it looks like it might be on fire. And it's hurtling toward Earth. So, but then you catch something out of the corner of your eye and you look, or in your rearview mirror, and you can see all three of these people running after you. And they're catching up. No! Like they're running really fucking fast. And then before you know it, you have Rabbit Dude on the left hand looking at you through your driver's side window, running alongside the car. You have Doggy Lady on the right hand side. And what's even worse is the other person, the really tall person, appears to be jumping over the car while it's moving. Like she's on the right hand side and then they're on the left hand side. Oh, what are you doing? What are you doing right now?
I'm trying to get away. I just need to get to my kids. I am either in a really messed up dream and I can't get out, or this is actually happening. And oh my God, like where, you know what? Adam, Dad, y'all are on your own. Good luck. I need to get my kids.
Okay, so they kind of fall behind the car.
Okay.
So you're feeling a sigh of relief, but then all of a sudden they just rush past the car. And before you know it, they're like just up less than like maybe 100 feet in front of you, making a Red Rover line in front of the car. Like all the way across the road.
I am running you bitches over.
Okay.
No.
So you get to them and your car just like dies, stops working.
I hate everything.
And just come to a screeching halt in front of these characters who are standing there looking at you. And then you hear a phone ring.
Is it mine?
And you look at your cell phone. It's completely black. It's dead. But there's a distinct ringing phone coming from somewhere.
Oh God, Adam's in the trunk, isn't he? Shit.
So what do you do?
There's just a ringing coming from somewhere.
Yeah. There's a phone that's ringing. It's not your phone. You checked. Yours is dead.
But I can hear it. So I would automatically assume it's in my car. I would make sure the doors are locked and I would start looking for the phone in the car. Okay. I'm not getting out.
Okay. And you're still hearing the ringing.
Uh-huh.
Can't find the phone anywhere. It sounds like it might be stuck somewhere in the car, but you can't get to it. But you look up and you're looking around and the characters are gone. Like they're no longer in the road.
Okay.
So what do you do?
They're obviously hiding, waiting for me to get out of the car. I'm not getting out of the car. I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to wait. This is like the canoe where I just stay still. Nope. And everything works out.
So you find the phone.
Oh, yay. Okay.
Finally, you find it. And you look at the screen and the caller ID on the phone reads Aaron S.
Well, I answer. What do I want with myself?
And so you answer and there's a voice on the line that says, "Hello, Aaron. I see you met my freaks."
Yes.
"There is a world-ending bomb heading your way and only you can stop it."
Oh, that's so exciting. Okay. What do I do?
He says, "What message did my freaks on the street give to you?"
Peace. Peace, loser eight. Peace, loser eight.
Wrong. Beep. It was too late.
What?
2-L-8. Too late.
No.
And at that point,
oh no,
the world goes black.
Oh my God.
There's a huge boom. And you're knocked out. When you wake up, you're still in your car, but the windows are shattered. Your car looks like it's been burned.
Okay.
Like a nuke or something, but you're fine. Like there's a little bit of ash on you. You're fine.
Okay.
You try to start your car because you would.
You know me too well. Yes, I would.
It won't start, obviously.
Okay.
And there is like ash raining down.
Okay. Oh, shit.
So you step out of the car.
Yes,
I would. You're a little disheveled. And then all of a sudden, a hood is put over your head and someone grabs you and you're struggling, but then you can feel someone binding your arms to your legs. So you're kind of almost hogtied. And then you're dropped into something. You hear like the slamming of a door.
Crap, I'm in a trunk.
And then you can feel that you're moving, you're going somewhere. So what do you do?
I would definitely be yelling, but...
Well, would you maybe try to like get out of your...
Yes, I would be struggling the whole time.
Okay. So you're a good struggler.
I am.
Because you manage to get your feet loose, you get your hands loose, you rip the hood off.
Nice!
And you can see you are in a trunk. Mm-hmm. And laying next to you is a cartoon mask of a mouse. It's just a mask.
Okay.
And there's a bag there as well, like a shopping bag.
Okay.
What do you do?
I look in the bag.
Okay, well, in the bag, there's a black dress, a pair of white tights, and a pair of black Mary Jane shoes.
Do they want me to join them?
The car stops. Motor stops. You feel someone get out of the car. Uh-huh. And it's silent for a while. And then the trunk pops open.
I would leap out and just start screaming and wailing.
Awesome.
And it's totally
dark outside. Like you're in the middle of a city. You can't tell what city, but there are a lot of buildings around you, completely dark, still ashy in the sky.
Okay.
No one's around.
Okay.
No people. And another phone starts ringing. What do you do?
Okay. Wait a second. I've jumped out of the car.
Yep.
I've started just wailing and screaming like a lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I would try to get away from these people. I would start running.
Even though there is a phone ringing.
Fuck the phone. The phone has done me no good right now. No, I would just start. I'm trying to imagine being hooded and put in a trunk with this mouse mask and these people who are very clever in their messages. I will give them that with their too late thing. but I'm finally out of a trunk. I would just start running. I would run and try to get to a phone.
Okay, so you're running along the street covered with ash and burned cars, buildings with the glass burst out, and you start seeing what looks like figures are walking around.
Okay.
But they're like not walking. They're like so much as lumbering.
Like they're injured?
Like they may be injured or just maybe not completely human.
Mm-hmm.
And there are more and more of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear them grunting and moaning, and they're kind of coming together. And there are like hundreds of them that you see. And they're all kind of coming into a formation, almost like making a wall that starts moving toward you.
Oh, shit.
What do you do?
I try to get in a building.
Well, you can't because the windows are all like 10 feet up. They're broken, but they're 10 feet up.
Oh, my God. There's no payphones because people don't even know what those are anymore.
Right.
Damn it.
But you can still hear the phone ringing in the background.
Okay. I would rather face the enemy I know than the one I don't. There are hundreds of these things lumbering. My goal is to not go near them.
Okay.
I would probably run. Oh, God. I wouldn't run back to the car. Where's the phone?
It's still in the trunk where you left it with the mask and the bag.
Okay. Okay.
It's ringing. It's still ringing.
I would run back to the trunk.
All right. Phone's still ringing.
I would answer it.
Okay. Well, when you pick up the phone, you notice that there's not a name on there, just a number.
Okay. Do I know the number?
You don't know. It's 999-212-9812. There's no name.
It's just George? The numbers. Just kidding. Okay, go on.
So
you answer the phone. I know that number. Okay.
So you answer the phone. Mm-hmm. And the voice says, same voice as before. Time to make a choice, Aaron.
Okay.
Join the freaks and you will thrive. Deny us and you must fight to survive. What do you choose?
Oh, Adele, I'm so disappointed. I know I would join the freaks.
All right.
I know I would.
So he tells you, you have 2 minutes to put on the mask and the clothes that are in the bag.
Girl, please, grew up in theater doing quick changes. Got it in 10 seconds. Go on.
Okay. So you're dressed. Mm-hmm. And they say,
I would do that hoping to bide my time. Like, I just
Those things are still moving towards you, though.
I just need to join these freaks and then I'll get out.
That's, just to get away from the people on the street.
That's what basically. I would, because I know myself and I will not fight well.
Okay. He says, join us in the building to your left.
Okay.
And then the phone shuts off and it basically like starts crackling and gets really, really hot. What do you do with the phone?
I throw it.
Okay. And then the phone explodes. So the phone's
gone. Thank God. Okay.
Yeah. So you go to the left to the building and you try to get in. The door's locked.
What the fuck? Why is he going to tell me to go to a building that's locked?
Well, you see an intercom there.
Okay. I would push button. It. Yeah.
And he says, hello.
Hi.
I will let you in if you can tell me the year that the dancing plague happened.
Oh, shit. Oh, and I don't have my phone to listen to the podcast or Google.
Nope.
I know it's the 1500s.
All right.
1534.
So nope.
Shit.
Denied. So they're still coming towards you. They're like really close now.
1585.
Nah. They're just closer. And if you get one more wrong, the door is locked forever.
Can you just let me in? 1513.
Nope. 1518. Sorry.
Damn.
You better run.
Fuck.
So what do? The monsters are coming.
Run!
Okay. Okay. So you manage to find another building.
Okay.
And there's a door that's like kind of swinging.
Okay.
And you can see, it looks like maybe a kid, short little kid. And they have a mask on too, dressed in black.
Okay.
It's a walrus mask. But they're like,
that's adorable.
Aaron.
Fuck you.
And they're motioning you like, come here. So you can go through the door and you can see there's another group of monsters down this street. So there's one behind you now and one in front
ahead
of you.
Me, but there's a kid in a walrus mask saying, come here.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm a sucker for the kids. I would go to the kid.
Okay. So you run into the building and just in time, like, because the monsters are descending upon you, the kid like shuts and locks the door and he's like, you're safe now.
Thank you. Okay.
But you have to come to our party.
Kid, you need to get your priorities straight is what needs to happen. I would do a mom lecture.
Where? So he leads you.
Okay.
They lead you down a hall.
Okay.
Now you see another hall. It's dark as fuck, like ahead of you.
Nope.
He turns to the right where you can see some light and you can hear some voices.
Okay.
So do you go down the hall or do you go with the kid?
I go with the kid.
Of course you do. So,
oh God.
So you walk in.
I don't
in,
do
it's like
well
this,
on my own. I need the people.
So you walk in and it looks like you're probably in a hotel.
Okay.
But the room, it's like this huge ballroom, lots of people in there, but the decor is really kind of unsettling. It's almost like a really fucked up Mad Hatter's tea party. There are like really tall mushrooms and vines and filled with people dressed in black and white.
Adults or children?
Mostly adults.
Okay.
There are a couple of smaller people, but the children, it looks like if they are children, they're like serving refreshments.
Interesting.
And taking, yeah. Okay. But the adults are with the drinks and stuff, but they're still, everyone is in one of those big ass crazy animal masks.
Okay.
So you walk in and everyone's staring at you. Like they stop talking and everyone's staring at you.
Okay.
And all of a sudden they start to slow clap.
Oh, not going to lie. That just put a smile on my face.
And then a spotlight shines on you. But then the people start coming around. They're like surrounding you, coming behind you.
Uh-huh.
What do you do? They're not really surrounding you. Like you can move forward, but you can't turn and go back.
Okay.
Like you're in this room. There's no way to get out.
In all honesty, I would ask for a drink.
They say,
yeah.
Later, you'll get your drink. but they're kind of coming up to you. They're not really saying anything. You just hear this, someone say, okay, you'll get a drink later.
Okay.
And they're still slow clapping, but they're moving towards you. Mm-hmm. So it feels a little creepy.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little disturbed by them moving slowly toward me.
And when you turn, so the one way that you can go, there's a stage, then there's a door to the right, mm-hmm. and there's a door to the left. And you hear someone say, Aaron,
yes?
Go to the stage, please. It is time for judgment.
Oh! Oh!
Now, you can go up on the stage, but there are obviously a couple of open doors, one to the right, one to the left. Where do you go?
I don't do well on my own. I should probably go for one. No, but I don't know what's behind those doors. But it's my judgment. What are they judging? I mean, like, if it's a talent contest, I would just start singing and hopefully pass. But I have to stand up there for my judgment. Well, they said I'd get a drink later, so that makes me think that maybe they think I'll do fine on the judgment.
But you're parched. Can you really sing? And you've got smoke in your throat. So could you really hit the notes that you need with a dry throat?
Of course I could. Challenge accepted. I would not go in one of the dark room doors that are open because I have no idea what's that way. And then that guarantees that I piss them off because I'm not doing what they told me to do. I would go to the stage.
Okay. So you get up on the stage. You're blinded by the spotlight in your face. Mm-hmm. There's a microphone in front of you. Mm-hmm. And then you hear a voice that says, this is your deciding moment of basically your life. If you get this question right, everything will go back to normal.
Oh, God.
But if you get it wrong, it's the end for you.
Okay.
All right. If you can tell me the number of the person who called from the flip phone, your trials are over.
999-212. It was George. 999-212-1922?
Nope. Sorry. The bottom of the stage drops out.
Okay.
And drops you, like you land on something soft, but it is pitch black. You can't see a thing.
I don't like that.
And they're like, this is your last chance. All of a sudden, two lights come on. One above a door. So there are two doors in front of you. One of them's yellow mm-hmm. and one of them's pink. Mm-hmm. One will make everything right. The other, you're totally fucked. So which do you choose?
Immediately, I'm thinking I would choose the yellow one because that's my oldest. It's her favorite color. And to me, that means bright and happy. I would go to the yellow.
Perfect. So the familiar voice comes back and says, congratulations, Aaron. You chose yellow. Your life will return to being mellow. Oh. All is well. All is right. And now we will restore the light. The door opens. You walk through the door. You're at your dad's house. Everyone's there. And Adam says, honey?
Yeah?
Where are the pies?
Because he would. And you know what I would do? I would leave and go get them.
And start all over.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
so if you had chosen pink.
Was there a poem with that?
Yeah. Pink rhymes with stink. And now your life is shit. Just your luck. You're fucked. And then the floor would drop open from beneath you and send you into a fiery pit.
Oh my gosh. My oldest daughter saved me.
She did. The yellow, the mellow yellow saved you.
That was really stressful. I did not like that. I did like that. And normally my memory is so good.
I know. And so that's why I couldn't make the phone number be the keypad code.
Well, I had to throw some other shit in there. So quickly, it sounded like you just made it up. And so I didn't plug it in. I did remember 999-212.
It was 9812.
9812. Mm-hmm. And what did I say? 1299 or something like that? Oh, dang it.
1329 or something like that. And the dancing plague was 1518.
Oh, I'm so mad at myself for that one.
Yep.
Oh, well done, Odell. That is hard. Oh my God, that was stressful.
When I got the heads from, because I remembered you were freaked out by the strangers, and they wore animal. They were like they the plastic wore the animal masks. So I made them even more freaky by basically turning them into furries. Yes.
Well, and it's half-assing for furries. Like,
right,
normally
right.
they have the whole costume. These guys are just lazy. That's seriously, oh my God. And to set it at Thanksgiving, you know what I would do?
Like, the timing was perfect with this one.
This is what I would do, like, once I went back and actually got the pies and came home, came back to my dad's. I would have a cigarette. I haven't smoked in years. Right. I, except when severely intoxicated and I regret it immediately, but I would be like, someone's giving me a fucking cigarette right now, and y'all are doing all the cleaning, and I'm done. I need to calm down.
Well, hopefully, I can just imagine your oven going out this year.
Oh my God.
What would you do?
I swear to God, if my oven goes out, I'm cursing your name. And we would go to my dad. Oh my God. All of that would happen. All of that would happen. That's exactly what would happen. I would be so mad at Adam.
Oh, I know.
And my dad for not answering their stupid phones.
And your phone not working, but you'd still blame them even though it was your phone that was fucked
up. Of course. Of course. It is really frightening. Oh, well, you know me and what I would do. This was a perfect hypothetical.
I know.
Because even the things I had no choice in, you're absolutely right. Of course I would try to start the burnt car. Maybe this is already fucked up enough anyway. Let's give it a go.
Good times.
Oh, Del. Okay. All right. Yeah, I got to up fun. My game for
right?
you next
Oh, year. And I have a perfect one for your next one too, which will be the first one of the new year. Shit. So we're going to start the year off with a bang. Oh, God. Yeah, I thought of that this scenario for the next one while I was writing this one. I was like, oh no, that's a completely different hypothetical. So
we'll
save that one. All right. Okay. That's it. Hope you all enjoyed. And like I said, if you haven't listened to the other two, go back and check them out.
Yes, I'm going to go have a drink right now.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, folks, if you celebrate. And we will see you in a week
with
a
regular episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. To ensure you don't miss future episodes, head over to iTunes or your favorite podcasting app and subscribe. While you're there, give us a 5-star rating. You know you want to. If you're interested in more information on anything you heard on today's show, check our website at someoneprobablydied.com. Here you'll find past episodes, show notes, and links to a lot more information. Oh, by the way, the opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the hosts, and it should not be assumed that they are shared by our friends, family members, or employers. See you next time.